I don't know, man. I looked at it as, you know, watching guys like Le'Veon, David Johnson, and you know, just guys in the past. Like I said, you know, it's easier to make one or two guys miss than, you know, running the ball and a whole 11 people, you know, coming to tackle you. So, and obviously the more balls you get, you know, just keep getting thrown at you, the more you're going to get comfortable with it. So, you know, just, you know, any ball come my way now, I feel like I can catch. And, you know, if you don't catch the ball, then obviously you don't know, you know, how good of a catcher you can be. But, you know, Coach McVay and, you know, just the whole offense this year definitely helped me out of being able to bring that to my game this year. Man, I've been playing football my whole life. I see how hard it is just to catch a pig skin coming your way, you know. And you got gloves, so, I mean, if you can't do that, you don't need to be playing football.
Todd, just this last week and getting to rest, do you feel noticeably refreshed, or do you kind of feel the same?
Yeah, the same. nothing too different. Yeah, I mean, you kind of see that growing up, and you know, that's what I kind of tell a lot of the young guys, like, enjoy it, because you know, unless you're going to the Patriots, you know, every year, those guys are usually the ones, you know, winning. But you kind of, obviously, I was a top 10 pick, you know, so you kind of know exactly what you're getting yourself into, and just know, you know, you want to be the guy to change that around. But definitely no one likes losing, you know. That's just, you know, whether you've been losing your whole life, no one likes losing. And, you know, it's always feel a lot better when you're winning.
Just as a quick follow-up, the fact that you guys are playing Atlanta,
Yeah, I mean, I done lost my voice from the game, man. I still ain't got it back yet. It'd definitely be special. So at the game, you know, just seeing all the Georgia fans, you know, I was kind of, you know, beefing with them just a little bit because, you know, we're trying to disappoint their Falcons this weekend. But, yeah, really, I'm not from Georgia, so that doesn't really make it too big of an effect on me.
Talk about playoff experience with this team, but is it really something you just when the game starts it doesn't mean anything?
Yeah, for us, I mean, obviously it's the playoffs, so, you know, this is going to be, you know, a different atmosphere, but at the end of the day, it's just another game, you know, another game that you want to win, and it's just one of those games. If you don't win, you know, your season is over. So just that type of attitude, just win or go home. But For the most part, it's definitely just another game, but it's a big one for sure.
So, what are you thinking about their chances against Alabama?
You know, man, we at home, man. We gonna get it done. I'm sorry, Bama, but you got to lose back to back, man. I need my dogs to win for sure.
What types of things, you were getting back to being such a factor in the pass game? What types of things did Sean and the other coaches put in to accentuate that this year for you?
For the main thing for me, it was more just watching the film and like, oh, snaps, like, hey, this could be me. And having that mindset, like, to work at it, to get better at it, and to actually learn it. And, you know, just him coming in and adding that into my game. And me wanting to be able to be coachable and him doing a great job of coaching me. You know, that just all came together and we've been able to get some catches in this year. Honestly, it's been going well, so hopefully we can keep that up.
When you're a wideout, how much fun, what kind of different perspective is that, and how much fun is it?
Oh, it's a lot of fun, man. Like I said, you know, I'm always back there and I'm looking, it's a stacked box, and I'm like, oh, snaps, how this, even the runs that do work out, you still back there, like, how this is going to work out. But being in some open space is always fun as a receiver, honestly.
First off, thanks for going live on IG during the Georgia game. That was a fun roller coaster ride to watch. But my question, I know you don't care necessarily about the individual accolades as we've asked you and talked to you, but recent polls between either NFL experts or even just fans have you over Tom Brady and everybody else for MVP. So what would it mean just to your teammates and the team as a whole if you did win it?
It would mean a lot, honestly. I mean, you're trying to think about those things, but, you know, since it's, you know, in arm's reach, it's like, why not, you know, why not think about it or why not try to win it? But it'll be a great, you know, great team award just to see how far we came and just to be, you know, mentioned with the great Tom Brady and as a most valuable player in this league. There's so many great players in this league, man. It's definitely a blessing, but if we win that, we'll definitely be excited on the Rams, everybody. People might be more excited than I, actually.
Todd, just with the season you guys had, and then the team going to the playoffs, have you had any kind of noticeable like uptick around the city of people, you know, recognizing you out and about or saying anything to you about the Rams?
No, same old. You know, every time you go, I just, you know, keep doing what you're doing and take us to the Super Bowl. Typical fan answers, and you're like, hey, we got you. You know, that's the plan. That's the goal.
What have you noticed the biggest difference in college to the NFL? Obviously, the team had some issues last year, but just personally as a running back, you know, maybe things you could get away with in the SEC that you – nothing against the SEC, obviously, but that you can't get away with the NFL. Is it just a matter of the speed or what?
Everything. You know, college, you know, you can do a couple things on your own. I mean, just based off God-given ability and being able to break some tackles. Obviously, man, honestly, if your team's not clicking, I don't care, you know, whether you're in the NFL, Pee Wee, if things are not clicking and going the right way, then nothing's going to work for anybody. I mean, you're going to make plays here and there, you know, that's just with being a good athlete or, you know, being a player, ball player, that's what you're going to do. But if you can't get, you know, offense, I mean, O-line, receivers, running back, QB, tight ends, everybody on the same page, then, you know, nothing's going to work. Because the thing about offense, man, is just takes, you know, one guy to mess up the whole play. You know, everybody else can be doing the exact same, you know, the right thing. But it takes all 11 for sure.
Watching that game the other night and those two running backs and doing what they did and thinking about the whole Georgia legacy of running backs.
Yeah.
I mean, when you went there, how much did you feel that, you know, what a glamour position was there and what was expected of you there?
I remember, you know, my coach coming and he's like, yeah, Georgia call. And I'm like, okay. And he came the next day and he started talking about football and, you know, started talking about Herschel Walker. I didn't know a clue about Georgia football. And getting on campus, you know, that's just the expectation. You know, they haven't won since 81, so they've been looking for that next, you know, try to compare each running back to Herschel Walker and just lead them to the promised land. But those guys been doing a great job, Chubb and Sony, Swift, Harry, and all those guys, Holyfield. They've been balling. They've been playing their tails off, and they've been working hard. And you know, you get what you put in, and those guys been balling since they got there at Georgia, even when I was there, and just to see where they at now, just make it so much more better.
Just a quick follow to earlier. I mean, do you have any particular nerves or adrenaline rush because this is a playoff game coming up? Can you liken it to anything you've had before?
Your days. You know, it might get hype one day, and then the next day you're like, it's whatever. I don't know, man. I'm just trying to focus on each day. And then once the game come, you know, talk to my teammates about the game. And I try not to make nothing bigger than, you know, what it is, honestly.